Hey, Ron Duffy's got a busy day. He's on the line. He's got his Sky Thoroughbred Central commitments as well. And he joins us. Two Group 1s in Sydney, the Australian Guineas down here. Duff, it's going to be a super Saturday.
Yeah, it should be. It's a terrific meeting in both places, I'd suggest. So all eyes are on the screens today.
Hey, what's the weather doing? What's the track going to be?
It's a soft six, so I think we're thinking worse earlier in the week when we got an inch and a half on Tuesday or so, but it was okay yesterday. We've had a drizzle for about 10 minutes this morning. Other than that, other than being overcast, it's pretty good. So hard to read what it's going to be, you know, either six or a five, or stay at a six all day. So I don't think it's as bad. And it's important, you know, especially in a race like the Chipping Norton, where we got the wet track mares in Very Elegant and Colette, where, you know, Coldy could come right back into it if it was a touch better than six, considering the map of this race.
Hey, we might just work through, because I just want to start with the Sweet Embrace. I wonder whether the Golden Slipper might be the next wave of runners that might actually play a role. A lot of the cabs have fallen off the rank a bit for mine, and the Mallorys of this one. I did have a chat to Gerald Ryan a couple of weeks ago, and he said this is the best one he's ever had for a slipper because she's not just pure speed. And there seems to be maybe a little sense of timing about one or two of these fillies, and also the Colts and Geldings race today as well. But these two-year-old races today, could these launch a late Golden Slipper winner, these races?
I think more so next week when we're looking at the Todman and whatever. But these two fillies do interest me, I must say. They could both easily put their hands up. I love Four Moves Ahead to Boo Win. Obviously, she's had two setbacks since, which is not easy going into a Golden Slipper, where she had a virus and then she had a knock to the knee last week and was scratched. She gets one big shot out of the year, and she's a quality filly, mark my words. And the other filly, Mallory, she just needs a little bit to go right, because she ran faster time than the colt that won last week on the same day last time. She's got style and substance about her. Wet, dry. I think you can ride her backwards or forwards. If she has any luck, she's strong. I think if there's a filly that's going to put their hand up, it is going to be one of these two fillies.
And what about the boys in the Skyline? Shaquiro, the Magic Millions winner, and Captain Avant's got a big, big rap on it.
Yep, I think the two that could put their hand up. Shaquiro's well exposed. We know he's a Magic Millions winner, and if he blows them away, well, yep, we have to take note of that form. But Captivant and Halal represent a lot of interest here. Captivant has always had a boom on him. A lot of work's gone into him. Two trials, set of blinkers. They're serious first up. Where Halal, there was just something about that midweek win where he was stopped in his tracks halfway down the straight and then picked himself up and charged through the line. So two real sleepers as far as Captivant and Halal's concerned.
And the two Group 1s, Duff, you mentioned the mares before, Colette and Very Elegant. It's great to see the rematch, and you mentioned Colding. Who have you tipped in that race? And will 260, Colette at 320. Can Colette's price get closer or even run favourite?
Possibly, yes, definitely. If this track, we know she's a terrific wet tracker. We know she's got the acceleration. But now we're talking a different race altogether here. It's a tactical battle, this one. She's not, you know, hasn't got the inside draw like she has last time, where she was covered up and just accelerated and everything went right. So she's a Rachel's got work to do today. She's in a proper weight for age race where she's drawn awkwardly. She's the target because she's in the market, and you've got a couple drawn inside that won't hand up a position too easy. So I don't think it's going to be as easy for her. I'm tipping Very Elegant. I sort of locked into her on Thursday doing the tips, or even Wednesday night, thinking it was going to be heavy. Now, the drier this track gets, the more chance Colding has got, because he's a Randwick miler. His two runs back have been excellent, and he's got, you know, just that speed to own this race, where, you know, Very Elegant needs room to move to make a long sustained run, or them to go hard and collect. It's just a question mark if she can reproduce, which there's no reason she can't. So I'm leaning Very Elegant, but that whole race could change for me.
It's not often you sort of try and make an argument like I'm about to try and make, where you prefer one drawn out wider than its rival. I reckon one of the hindrances to Very Elegant is when she gets in traffic, that's when she tends to sort of get a bit awkward and get her head up. And when she draws out and covers a bit of ground, it sort of works out better for her. And Colette, to me, seems to be the one that's drawn to get that get to the outside advantage. Would you prefer to see Very Elegant draw further out than in sometimes?
Yes, I would, especially when the race is up in the air as far as tempo is concerned. Because, like I say, we saw her one day when the speed slowed and she took off and made a long sustained run. It might have been second up last preparation, and she absolutely did the job in fine style. So, and the other way I'm looking at this race, well, Colette was very well handled in the spring where she wasn't let go past a mile. And that gives her speed and the legs for a really good preparation in the autumn where, we were looking at Very Elegant resuming off a Melbourne Cup. So the sprint home at 1,400, probably the mile suits her better today. So there's different angles you could take for this race.
And Duff, the other group one is the Surround. Wow, it's nearly $5 the field here. What do we make of it?
I'm less the light fingers worried about the form. So I wanted to go looking for fresh blood, as you'd say it, and I sort of think, oh, well, La Mexicana sits up well. You know, you've got Dame Giselle coming out of a different race. And then Common Sense, I would have thought, oh, Montefilia, she's fresh form here. She's a dual group one winner at level weights, loves it soft, goes well fresh. And there's just so many ticks there, I cannot believe she's $10. She can't do anything bar run on and run a big race here. So I'm left with her to beat La Mexicana and no surprise to see, I think out of the light fingers, I think Eliza Beale was the one, and she's 25-1. So I think there's value in the race, but Montefilia has to be a must bet for me.
Before we have a look at Fleming, we might get your input there, Duff. Your best for the day at Randwick today?
Look, short but sweet in the last. As a cat, he just sets up beautifully with the perfect map, the right race at the right time. And although you're probably going to take 6-4 or 250 or so, I think he's the safest gamble of the day. And the best value is probably Montefilia in the Surround. It's a tough race, but can't mark it that long in the market.
What do you like in the Guineas, Duff?
I think it's obviously a very tough race. I was having something each way, a huge odds on a horse called Jet Propulsion. I thought he was okay first up in the Autumn Stakes, and I liked him in Sydney. He was always going to make a better autumn horse, this colt. And, tough race, but I'm getting the price to have a little speck on him, Jet Propulsion there.
Ron, enjoy the day. Best of luck.
See you, guys.
Gee, it's a good meeting up in Sydney as well, although Surround's probably not a stellar group.
Very even, isn't
but
it?
Did you notice how Matt, all he wanted to ask about was Mallory? Just one horse heading towards a golden slipper?
Thinking about his pocket again. Bulging pocket it was too.
How would you be if you had a horse that was